item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening, the first one being conditional use number 1862, Nanticoke Shores Associates.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I know that Mr. Burton had to leave after that public hearing was held on that, and since this is in my district, I am open to comments from my fellow commissioners concerning this application. If anyone cares to weigh in on it.
Mr. Johnson, in view of our decision with Town Point, where the folks were, they were given one story and now they want to change the story. I think a deal's a deal, the same as that was. I think the application should be denied.
Mr. Johnson, I appreciate the time and effort that was taken. It was a lengthy public hearing, and I would appreciate if I could have more time to deliberate on this. But if you have a motion put together, I will certainly listen to it.
Well, Mr. Smith, given the complexity of the issues that were addressed at that public hearing, I am not prepared to make a motion at this time concerning that. Rather, I was seeking some input from the commissioners as to their thoughts and concerns about it. I know that I, for one, have concerns about the transition from a park to one for RVs and the impact that can have on the current residents. As Mr. Ross said, a deal is a deal, and I know many people place their homes with understanding that this was going to be developed as a mobile home park and not as a mobile home / RV park. However, at the same time, I'm conflicted because I know that the value that an RV park brings to the county, as well as the folks that set up their RVs there for a season. I think that when you think back to Long Neck and how Long Neck probably originally kind of developed, it really was more of a fishing camp, with many people that had the mobile homes there or RVs there, with the idea that this was like a recreational home to them for the season, and many folks turned around and went home, after the season was over, and it basically has transitioned now to a year-round community. So, I think I agree with you, Mr. Smith, that more time needs to be given to it in terms of what impact it could have on the community and those issues. But those are some that float around for me. Had the pleasure of having an RV for a number of years in a nearby park. I know the enjoyment that's available to folks that choose that route versus stick-built house or even a modular home. So why I'm conflicted at this point.
I think additional time. I was here during the entire public hearing, by the way, Mike. And I just think additional time, given this. And the thing that really worries me about that deal is the increase in the density. If it were to maintain in the same, if they were to build the mobile home park, there was 290. I mean, they're asking to increase the density.
Yes.
And change the complexity of the park, and that's where I kind of fall out on it. So, that's all I have to add.
Thank you, Mr. Burt.
One last thing, if I might say something too. It was a lengthy public hearing. I think Chairman did a great job running the meeting. There were things that were brought in front of the commission that really I didn't feel were necessarily relevant to the decision that we were going to have to make. And I know Chairman Wheatley reminded people at different times that we have a land use decision to make, and that there were that we weren't here to be a forum for certain issues that the park owners or the park tenants may have had. And that's why I'd like the extra time to sort of sift out some of those things and concentrate on what the charge in front of this commission in making our recommendation truly would be, which is a land use and a conditional use. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, with that said, concerning conditional use number CU-1862 Nanticoke Shores Associates, my recommendation is that we defer our action on this to give the commission time for further consideration.
Actually, that would be instead of a recommendation, a motion.
I move.
Yeah.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1862. Nanticoke Shores Associates to allow the commission additional time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.